The head of the U.S. federal government response to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says he is standing by his prediction that the leaking offshore well will be sealed by mid-August. Allen says work on a so-called relief well is actually ahead of schedule. Doug Rader is the chief ocean scientist with the environmental watchdog organization Environmental Defense Fund. We asked him about the current situation in the Gulf.
Today we are in the 81st day of the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. May never know exactly how much oil was dumped over the course of this event, but the best guess as of today is somewhere between 170 million gallons and 340 million gallons, putting us on track by the middle of August when hopefully the relief wells will be completed to have put close to 500 million gallons into the Gulf of Mexico. By that time, that would be the largest oil spill in human history. It's a massive, massive environmental and human catastrophe, absolutely gigantic. It's at least two times right now the biggest prior ocean spill, the Ixtoc event from 1979, and at least 35 times as large as the infamous Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska.
What is the effect this is having on the sea life?
I think everyone is aware of the thousands of dead sea turtles, seabirds, marine mammals, dolphins, and whales. As sad as that is, those deaths are only the tip of the iceberg. There are billions, I mean literally billions, of dead smaller creatures of all kinds and all sizes over a very wide part of the Gulf of Mexico. Everyone has seen pictures of oil on the beach. They may not have seen the oiling that is going on, has been going on now for months, of the world-class marshes and other wetlands of the lower Mississippi Valley, which has already lost close to 2,300 square miles of those wetlands since the 1930s, threatening very large numbers of migratory birds, and shrimp and oysters and crabs and all kinds of other creatures that use beaches and wetlands as nurseries. In addition, the oil pollution from the BP oil disaster is affecting every layer of the Gulf of Mexico from the surface all the way down to the bottom. Since the oil originates on the bottom, sifts up through the entire ocean, and then much of it sinks back down after it gets to the surface and is weathered or dispersed. So among the unseen victims, the huge array of unseen victims, are all of the baby fishes, from giant tunas and swordfish and groupers and snappers all the way down, that float near the surface as they are transported by currents through the Gulf of Mexico from the Caribbean to the Atlantic. But in addition, the profusion of life in the deep that is prey for whales and sharks and tunas, and even the ancient coral reefs on the bottom, some of which are millions of years old. Individual stems of deep water corals are thousands of years old. And then because of the massive scale of this event, down current reefs in Cuba and Florida and even as far away as North Carolina are potentially at risk if the current system in the Gulf modifies a bit back towards its normal pathway and resumes down current transport of oil pollution from the blowout in the Gulf. The very bottom line is that this is a massive event indeed, threatening the ecological integrity of the Gulf of Mexico now, but also for years to come, and all of the people that rely on it for their livelihoods and their economic well-being.
One of the tools they are using to try to fight this massive oil spill is dispersants. What effect are dispersants having on the water?
Dispersants are a normal tool in the oil spill toolbox. Unfortunately, this is not an oil spill in the traditional sense, but instead a massive gush of oil. And the use of dispersants at the scale that has been realized is totally unprecedented. And we believe, after looking at the chemistry of it all and at the ecological sensitivity of the Gulf, the dispersants are actually making the problem worse, and especially the use of dispersants on the bottom that has a tendency to make the total toxicity greater, to spread out the oil dispersant mixture through a broader piece of the water column, exposing more different kinds of animals. So even though dispersants certainly help a few of the surface animals that are might otherwise be coated by oil, then it spreads it out and means that, on balance, more animals are affected and more animals are killed. And then finally, it makes it very difficult to be able to collect the oil when you're also trying to disperse it.
Some people don't really care or think about animals or wildlife or coral reefs. What they think about is human beings. And for these people, this is an issue because the pollution gets down into the food chain.
Yeah, yes, that's right. The toxicity from oil, from the BP oil disaster, is affecting human livelihoods in many ways, including the direct closure of a huge amount of the Gulf of Mexico to commercial fishing. A tremendous percentage of the total Gulf is closed, up to more than 70,000 square miles, shutting down shrimpers and oystermen and their families, offshore fishermen and others, many of whom Environmental Defense Fund actually works with in creating sustainable fishing systems. And then in the long term, the question of the safety of seafood from the Gulf still lingers because people are being caught shrimping or otherwise fishing in the closed areas. And many of us believe that the current seafood safety system is just not good enough to ensure that that both now and in the long term, toxic pollution from the oil disaster doesn't end up in the seafood that people are buying. So we have made a strong call for the government to invest more in monitoring systems to protect the livelihoods of the people of the Gulf, but also seafood consumers of America.
Doug Rader with the Environmental Defense Fund, a not-for-profit environmental advocacy organization that bases its findings on science to create solutions to environmental problems. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.